Overture in the Italian Style by Schubert. Sir Lawrence Foster conducting the Copenhagen Philharmonic Orchestra in the Italian Style. Very Rossini-like, in other words. It's what Schubert would have been going for there.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 77 and fair. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 77 and fair. When storms happen, KPR is the right place to stay for accurate weather information 24 hours a day.
And we celebrate nature in this music of Respighi, although the pines are coniferous, so they're already green, but we can get out and enjoy them in the pines of Rome. And here's the Minnesota Orchestra, conducted by A.G. Owe.
Yeah.
the always absolutely magnificent Pines of Rome by Respighi, AGOA, of the Minnesota Orchestra.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100 on Sunday, March 29th, commemorating the jazz musician's lasting legacy. Tickets at follytheater.org. And the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere, the discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 77 and fair. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 77 and fair. That's the KPR weather forecast for Northeast Kansas. I'm Maria Lopez.
An octet by Boccherini. That is a piece by Luigi Boccherini. We heard his octet number 4 in G minor. Interestingly enough, subtitled Notturno. Doesn't sound very nocturnal. I suppose maybe there's a party going on that particular night. Tafelmusik led by Gene Lemon.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 74 and fair. Wind is variable from the south. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 74 and fair. From KPR's 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
That's cheerful music, and it's interesting because of who this composer is. You may recall, it was the early 1990s, a more innocent time, and certainly this piece of classical music, of all things, it became the breakout CD release of that particular summer. The Symphony of Sorrowful Songs by the Polish composer Henryk Górecki, and so record companies scrambled to find some more music by Górecki they could have orchestras record, and they could release to try to cash in on some of that Górecki hype. Problem is, Górecki didn't actually write a ton of accessible music. But if you knew where to look, it was there, and this was one of those pieces. We will listen to the three pieces in olden style by Henryk Górecki coming up this hour.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The GOP-led Senate has once again blocked Democrats' efforts to limit President Trump's war powers in Iran. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Democrats have vowed to keep forcing the votes until Trump officials appear before Congress.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is among the group of Democrats demanding the public hearing. They want to see Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth testify before Congress.
Me and my colleagues will bring up these resolutions again and again and again as more and more Americans on both sides of the aisle see this war for what it is.
Democrats argue the conflict has been too costly in terms of U.S. service members' lives and Americans' wallets with little explanation. However, Republicans say President Trump has authority as commander-in-chief to continue the conflict for several more weeks. Claudia DeSales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hostilities in the Gulf region have populations on the move, Israeli attacks causing the people of South Lebanon to seek safety, U.S. and Israeli bombardments taking their toll on Iranians, many of whom have been fleeing the conflict, crossing into the Kurdistan region of Iraq. NPR's Arzo Rezvani has been speaking to people crossing into Iraq.
I spoke with one woman in her 60s coming from a border city in Iran. She asked not to be named for fear of government reprisal, even though she was no longer in Iran. And when I asked her about the war, she was really, really vague. She spoke only about the poor economy. And then she asked me to turn off my mic. She burst into tears and told me that she wished the airstrikes on her city had killed her.
NPR's Arzo Rezvani. When technology data centers move into communities, citizens are not always thrilled and are often surprised. Now Microsoft is saying it will stop using non-disclosure agreements with local governments as it develops data centers. NPR's Woojin Nan has more on today's announcement.
NDAs between tech companies and local governments keep data center development plans secret from the public. Their use has provoked strong backlash against the AI infrastructure boom in communities across the country. Residents worry about being hit by high utility bills and pollution without having a say. Some state and local governments have passed or are weighing rules for NDA usage. In its announcement, Microsoft says that it's terminating all NDAs for, quote, strengthening public trust and enabling better dialogue. The company is pouring tens of billions into development of AI data centers across the U.S. and around the world, including in Wisconsin and Texas. Huajingnan, NPR News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 768 points. This is NPR.
We're exposed to many chemicals, some harmless, some not. This KU graduate researcher is uncovering how they impact our bodies.
Hi, my name is Katie Veneman, and I'm a fifth-year PhD candidate in the Pharmacology, Toxicology, and Therapeutics program at KU Medical Center. My research focuses on the effects of compounds called endocrine disruptors and how they interact with the liver and can potentially lead to liver disease development.
You're studying how these chemicals interact with estrogen in the liver. How does that happen?
So what happens is these chemicals compete with estrogen for a receptor called estrogen receptor alpha. And if they are able to bind to that receptor instead of estrogen, then it can cause things like inflammation or fat buildup or alterations in how your enzymes are working.
You're studying a chemical that's no longer used. But what are some broad categories where these types of chemicals can be found?
So endocrine disruptors are found in a lot of places. Some of the notable ones are in pesticides or non-stick cookware or even food preservatives. So we're exposed to them pretty regularly.
What's your objective with this research?
So if we can understand how one bad compound works and how it leads to disease, we can take that information and apply it to new compounds that are still being tested and studied to see, will those compounds have a similar effect and do they need to be tested more in depth, or is it something that we would just label immediately too dangerous, we're not going to work with it anymore?
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Good evening. How are you? I'm Steve Seal. Here we are, more than halfway through March. And, the temperatures are a bit milder this week across America. I've got a few spring-like sounds this hour. One, quite literally called spring music from composer Joseph Marx, and some cheerful sounds from Henrik Goretzky. I know that seems like a contradiction in terms, but I really mean that later on. And here's a Humoresque by Dvorak, played by Stephen Huff.
Thank you.
Humoresque No. 7 by Dvorak, played by Stephen Huff. Tonight's music is supported in part by JLL, a commercial real estate firm using data and AI to transform how clients find, manage, and invest in properties around the world. JLL.com. See a brighter way. This is a flute and oboe concerto by Franz Joseph Haydn, with Jean-Pierre Rampal playing the flute and Pierre Pierlo oboe. It is a classic recording, Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, led by Janos Rola.
Thank you.
Flute and Oboe Concerto in G Major by Haydn. Jean-Pierre Rampal played the flute, and Pierre Pierlot was the oboist. Jana Farola conducted the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra. Moonlighting, though, in this case, playing not Franz Liszt, but music of Haydn.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity, playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 74 and fair. Wind is variable from the south. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 74 and fair. From KPR's 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is from the late 19th, early 20th century Austrian composer Joseph Marx, and it is called Spring Music. Here's the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Stephen Sloan. music reminding us that spring will come and it will stay eventually. Spring Music by Joseph Marx, played there by the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Stephen Sloan.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 66 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 66 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Polish composer Henryk Gorecki was perhaps more surprised than anyone to find that a recording of his Symphony No. 3 with David Zinman and the London Sinfonietta and soprano Dawn Upshaw in the early 90s rocketed up the not just the classical charts, but the popular music charts as well. His Symphony of Sorrowful Songs was a very, very big hit in that era. And record companies immediately started thinking, well, what else can we find in our coffers here? Can we get orchestras to record for us, or we can jump on that Gorecki train? Well, it was a bit tricky for a while because not all of his music was quite as accessible as his Third Symphony. But here's one piece that certainly is. three pieces in olden style by Henryk Gorecki.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 66 and fair. Wind is from the north. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the upper 70s. Wind will be from the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 40s. It's 66 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Persian Gulf allies of the U.S. are warning of escalating repercussions after Israel's attack on Iran's South Pars gas field. Qatar says it shares the underwater field and the attack is a threat to both the environment and to global energy security. Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says he does not believe the war in Iran can entirely eliminate that nation's nuclear program. NPR's Jeff Brinkfield has more.
IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi says Iran's nuclear program has been heavily damaged by repeated strikes. But speaking to reporters in Washington, D.C., he said he expects it will survive the current conflict in some form. That's because the program isn't just located at Iran's main nuclear sites, he says. It's also scattered across universities, laboratories, and industrial facilities throughout the country. When the current war ends, he predicts,
we will still have a number of issues that will require a solution.
Grossi says his agency is ready to aid negotiations and it's ready to restart nuclear inspections when the fighting stops. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
A congressional panel heard today that the FBI may be purchasing commercially available data to track Americans' locations. NPR's Jude Jaffe Block has more.
Back in 2023, then-FBI Director Chris Wray told Congress the FBI was no longer purchasing commercial databases that include location data from internet advertising. At this hearing, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon asked current FBI Director Kash Patel if he could also commit to not purchasing Americans' location data. Patel did not.
We do purchase commercially available information that's consistent with the Constitution and the laws under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act.
Wyden says data purchases without a warrant are an end run around the Fourth Amendment, and that's compounded by the potential to use AI to comb through private information. A spokesperson for the FBI declined to comment or clarify what data the FBI is buying. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
Venezuela's president has removed the nation's defense minister under U.S. pressure for reforms. He's been replaced with another general accused of committing human rights violations, Manuel Rueda reports.
Vladimir Padrino López had been Venezuela's defense minister. During his tenure, he helped thwart anti-government protests and ensured that the military supported Maduro. But Padrino López was unable to defend Maduro from a U.S. raid in January, in which the Venezuelan leader was captured. Now he has been replaced by General Gustavo González, a former director of Venezuela's intelligence police. González was sanctioned by the Obama administration for leading a crackdown on anti-government protests in which dozens of people were killed. For NPR News, I'm Manuel Rueda.
This is NPR. In the state of Georgia, a woman who allegedly used abortion medication has been arrested on murder and other charges under the state's six-week abortion ban. She is the second person known to be charged under that state law, which took effect after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Jess Mador from member station WABE has details.
Booking documents show the South Georgia woman is charged with murder and drug possession. Police in Camden County, Georgia, near Jacksonville, arrested her in early March after she allegedly used a medication called misoprostol. It's one of two drugs that can be used to induce abortion. Attorneys for the woman, who authorities identified as Alexia Moore, did not return calls. Georgia bans abortion at around 6 weeks of pregnancy, typically when an ultrasound can detect cardiac activity. The Camden County District Attorney's Office said it doesn't comment on pending cases. For NPR News, I'm Jess Mador in Atlanta.
Decades after the death of Mexican-American labor and rights leader Cesar Chavez, several women have told the New York Times he was responsible for child sexual abuse, assault, and rape. Among these accusers, one of the most prominent allies of Chavez, Dolores Huerta. She says Chavez twice forced himself on her. She became pregnant both times. His accusers say they stayed quiet for decades, in part to protect the cause that Chavez championed. The Times interviewed dozens of people, including friends and family of Chavez and former members of the United Farm Workers. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BritBox, dedicated to offering viewers the opportunity to see it differently with British TV. Streaming original series, Jane Austen dramas, Agatha Christie mysteries, and more at BritBox.com.
We'll be right back. Bianchi getting us off to a kicking start on tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio with The Song Is You from a new album by Pat called Confluence, a trio with saxophonist Troy Roberts and drummer Colin Stranahan. It's Wednesday night, the 9 o'clock hour. It is our new release spotlight hour, and I've got three more CDs to feature along with the one we just heard, two tracks each from four of the best new albums in jazz, including in a bit saxophonist Bob Reynolds and his tribute album out now to the late Eddie Harris. And jazz out of Chicago up next from trumpeter Sam Robinson. A new album called Chasing the Dream with a lot of very fine original music on here by Sam. He's got Scott Angst playing tenor sax, Aaron Krings on bass, Jack Macklin guitar, Chase Wilkins drums, and a tune called Big C's Chart. Trumpeter Sam Robinson on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Thank you.
in the Chicago scene with trumpeter Sam Robinson's quintet and a new album called Chasing the Dream here on KPR. Big C's Chart, the name of that original by Sam Robinson. Guitarist Jack Macklin, bassist Aaron Crinks, drummer Chase Wilkins, and tenor saxophonist Scott Angst. And more from this one later this hour on our weekly new release Spotlight Hour. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU School of Music, Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school age musicians June 7th through the 11th and 14th through the 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/MMC. And Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org. We're going to debut a new one from the outstanding trumpeter Jeremy Pelt in just a bit. And up next, new one from saxophonist Bob Reynolds called Eddie Told Me So. And it's dedicated to the late Eddie Harris. And all the tunes have some connection with Eddie. In this case, he's going to play, Bob Reynolds, the theme to the movie Charade by Henry Mancini. And Eddie Harris liked to play jazz arrangements of movie themes. So Bob Reynolds is doing that with Charade. Saxophonist Bob Reynolds' new album, Eddie Told Me So, on KPR. saxophonist Bob Reynolds. And his new album, Eddie Told Me So, dedicated to the late Eddie Harris, saxophone player. And here on KPR, we heard the tune, Henry Mancini's theme to the music Charade, a terrific movie, by the way, starring Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn, and with quite a good role for Walter Matthau and others as well. Kind of a Hitchcock movie that Hitchcock didn't make in the more lighthearted Hitchcock caper movie tradition. And the music is great because that's Henry Mancini. The new album, Bob Reynolds, Eddie Told Me So, and we'll have some more from this later this hour on Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The fourth album in our new release spotlight is from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. It's called Our Community Will Not Be Erased. And Jeremy says in the liner notes, it's not a protest recording. Contrarily speaking, this is profoundly a love recording, though the timing of its release, along with the forthright nature of the title, could cause a stir. But he says to be a minority in a country as divided as the U.S. is these days forces you to constantly examine the virtues and contributions of your own community, especially since some want to erase those virtues and contributions. So he said, this is not a protest record. This is a love record. Trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, his composition, Our Mother's Nature, here on KPR. That is trumpeter Jeremy Pelt from his new album, Our Community Will Not Be Erased, the tune Our Mother's Nature, with Orrin Evans playing piano, Buster Williams bass, Lenny White drums, a little keyboard work from Lasse Korsen there as well. More from this later this hour. We've got the second track of the hour from organist Pat Bianchi up next here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll be right back. organist Pat Bianchi and his version of Come Rain or Come Shine here on KPR with our new release Spotlight Hour tonight, featuring four albums, including this one by Pat called Confluence with Troy Roberts. The saxophonist Colin Stranahan drums Come Rain or Come Shine. I was just taking a bit of a walk this afternoon in a short Sunday t-shirt and a ball cap and thinking, just a couple of days ago, I was wearing a winter coat and a stocking cap. And under the winter coat, some warm weather as well, or some warm clothing as well. And here we are staring at mid-80s the next couple of days and lots of sunshine in the forecast. So come rain or come shine, it's going to be come shine. For a while, jazz from Chicago's Sam Robinson is next. You know, your $10 or $15 a month might not seem like a big deal, but it does make a big difference because your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members add up to a big impact over time and allow us to bring you the radio you've come to expect. You're sustaining the future of excellent radio when you become a member at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so much. real fine, no-nonsense jazz out of Chicago. From trumpeter Sam Robinson's quintet, that tune called The Gatekeeper. From the album Chasing the Dream, Scott Angst playing tenor sax, Jack Macklin on guitar with Aaron Krings and Chase Wilkins bass and drums. Here on our new release Spotlight Hour, more from trumpeter Jeremy Pelton a bit. And from saxophonist Bob Reynolds, next. Bob's new album is called Eddie Told Me, so it's dedicated to the impact Eddie Harris had on Bob's music and life and career. And this is the tune When Your Lover Is Gone. It's a standard that hasn't been played a lot in recent years. And the reason Bob chose this, he thought it would be a way to kind of play a tune with the kind of groove that Eddie Harris brought to tunes like When a Man Loves a Woman and The Shadow of Your Smile. It's Bob Reynolds and his band with When Your Lover Has Gone. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Bob Reynolds with When Your Lover Is Gone, Bob's new album called Eddie Told Me So, dedicated to Eddie Harris. Andrew Renfro plays guitar. Mike Garola is the bassist. Charles Ruggiero is the drummer with Bob Reynolds. And the fourth of our four releases, to play two tracks from this week's new release Spotlight Hour, is from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. And we're going to hear his piece For the Culture from his new album, Our Community Will Not Be Erased. And we'll hear that right after I let you know that this month the KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at CASALVKS.org. Here's Jeremy Pelt on KPR. Trumpeter Jeremy Pelt and his piece For the Culture from his new album. He wrote all the music, the album called Our Community Will Not Be Erased. Orrin Evans played piano with bassist Buster Williams, drummer Lenny White, trumpeter.
This is the story Jeremy of Pelt an here experiment that
jazz
KPR's Virtual Cinema A Go Go returns Friday night with another horrifying double feature.
Let me go! Let me go!
From 1940, The Mummy's Hand. And our second big feature, The Hand of Death, where another well-meaning scientist accidentally turns himself into a death-dealing monster.
It's mighty scary.
Admission's free, but you'll need access credentials. Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night after the news. Support for news on KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assessing those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. There's more at workingwithdreams.com. Right after the news, music from drummer Jay Sinnott's 0 to 60 band, and then Art Farmer, who started playing trumpet, later switched to flugelhorn. We'll hear him playing the flumpet, which is a cross between a trumpet and a flugelhorn. That and more on the way after this news here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. President Trump tonight said on Truth Social he criticized Israel for its Wednesday attack on Iran's South Par natural gas field. In all caps, he wrote, "No more attacks will be made by Israel," and he said he did not want this level of violence and destruction. But Trump did say the U.S. would attack the facility if Iran attacked Qatar again, as Tehran did in retaliation for the initial Israeli attack. And within the last few hours, Qatar said its natural gas facility sustained heavy damage in a second Iranian missile attack. Oil prices are climbing worldwide towards $110 a barrel. This comes after the Israeli strikes on the major natural gas field in Iran. Here's NPR's Julia Simon.
South Pars is part of the largest natural gas fields in the world, shared by both Iran and Qatar. In a statement on X, Majid al-Ansari, spokesperson for Qatar's foreign ministry, blamed Israel for the strikes. He described it as a, quote, dangerous and irresponsible step, and said, quote, targeting energy infrastructure constitutes a threat to global energy security. When asked by NPR, an Israeli military spokesperson would not confirm the strike. Iran's government-linked news agency issued a warning for residents to stay away from energy assets in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Qatar Energy says its liquefied natural gas facility has already been hit. Julia Simon, NPR News.
The price for West Texas Intermediate crude was up more than $3 a barrel, just a few cents below $100 a barrel today. Brent crude increased by more than $4.50 and now sits at $111 a barrel. All of this is having an impact on gasoline prices. AAA says nationwide gasoline prices have climbed by 5 cents in one day to $3.84 a gallon, 70 cents higher than a year ago. Diesel fuel is also up to $5.07 a gallon. The nation's top intelligence official, Tulsi Gabbard, told Congress today that although weakened, Iran's government still is functioning. NPR's Greg Myrie reports.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard described Iran's government this way after nearly 3 weeks of airstrikes.
The regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded due to attacks on its leadership and military capabilities.
The testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee came a day after the head of the National Counterterrorism Center resigned to protest the Iran war. Joe Kent said he quit because Iran didn't pose an imminent threat to the U.S. At the Senate hearing, CIA Director John Ratcliffe said he disagreed. He said, quote, "I think Iran has been a constant threat to the United States for an extended period of time." Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Labor Department said Wednesday that wholesale prices in February came in higher than expected, and the producer price index increased 0.7% to 3.4% annually. The report occurred before the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran, which has pushed energy prices significantly higher. Also contributing to the increase were higher prices for food. The year-over-year jump was bigger than what economists had forecast, and it is the highest since February of 2025. Reactions are pouring in from around Central California to a New York Times investigation into allegations that labor and civil rights leader Cesar Chavez assaulted young girls in the 1970s, as well as a former civil rights icon, Dolores Huerta. From member station KVPR, Carrie Klein has more.
Miguel Arias is a Fresno City Council member. He says the reporting shocked him.
It was stomach turning. I got lightheaded. It's devastating news.
Arias is the son of farm workers and called Huerta the matriarch of the Latino community. He's calling to rename Fresno's Cesar Chavez Boulevard.
It's absolutely the right thing to do.
Other elected officials expressed support for Dolores Huerta. Some called for Cesar Chavez Day to be renamed Farmworker Day. And the president of California State University Fresno said a statue of Chavez on campus would be removed. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
All three stock indexes were down Wednesday. The Dow dropped 768 points. The S&P fell 91. The NASDAQ 327. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
drummer Jay Sinnott's piece, Watch Your Step. Outstanding drummer and jazz radio programmer in Virginia and chef Jay Sinnott. The album 0 to 60 from 10 years ago, with Ralph Bowen playing tenor sax, Alan Farnham piano, Hans Glauschning on bass, drummer Jay Sinnott, his tune Watch Your Step. We've got a new one from guitarist Steve Kovalchik on the way in a bit, and also a new live album from singer Diane Marino as we head through this hour of Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams, and always a great appreciation that you've joined me tonight. Here's Art Farmer, who came onto the scene in the early 50s as a trumpet player and started later in the 1960s into the 70s, kind of switch over to flugelhorn and stayed with flugelhorn for a while. And then I guess he worked with an instrument company to come up with something in between, which he called the flumpet, a flugelhorn-trumpet combination. Let's hear his flumpet playing on Art's own tune, Fleischback. Art Farmer on KPR.